This is a short audio to go along with the outline of Jasmine and Shock. There's a few other elements that I wanted to be able to weave in with my voice and express and transmit to you. So you can have the handout handy if you like, so that you can read along with me. Shock is a big topic and one that we could spend actually a lot of time on. And the truth is, a big part of the Healing Oil Collective is gradually unpacking our understanding, our relationship, and also our healing in relationship to shock and trauma within our own selves, so that we're able to understand and also transmit the fullness of our own self as medicine. And it's my deepest belief that the oils can act as such powerful allies on that path. And again, that's such a it's at the core of really the mission and vision of Healing Oil Collective. So I start to unpack shock in a way with more depth, beginning here with Jasmine, and then as we go through our time together, it will be unpacked more and more deeply, building on our own inquiry. There's many ways to look at shock, and I'm simply presenting one way. You may know of another framework that makes more sense to you, but perhaps you can allow yourself to maybe just allow that to sit on the side while you listen to this particular framework in relationship to shock. There's so many excellent authors out there who have written and shared with us experience and understanding around shock and trauma, how it affects the psyche, how it affects us psychologically, how it affects our soma, our body. What I'm focusing in on is how shock affects the energetics of the body. So we could say an energetic understanding of shock. And I look at four primary stages. And these stages don't necessarily, it's not that a person will be in just one stage. For example, oftentimes you can see these different stages all appearing in someone even simultaneously, because we have shock and trauma that started when we were young, and then it continues throughout our life. And so in some ways, there's a kind of additive effect of one shock and trauma connecting to the next, like a thread that goes through them all. This is why when we experience a shock later in life, it can open up this sort of eruption that goes all the way back through our timeline, and perhaps even not through just this life. So I'm going to talk about them linearly, but understand that they also exist in a non-linear fashion as well, just as they can clear in a non-linear fashion. So stage one is the scattering stage. Stage two is the vacuity stage. Stage three is the ossification stage. And stage four is the collapse stage. And again, I'm describing the nature of energy in relationship to each of these stages. So let's first look at, I'm going to pull up my notes here too, at the first stage. So in the first stage, we have a scattering of Shin, which is, I'm referring to in particular, the spirit of the heart and also our mental and emotional bodies. So there's a shock. So the Shin scatters literally out of us. Our heart chi disperses, and then the energy and the reality of fear floods the body and mind, and then we often experience this immediacy of our mortality of our body. And I wrote it as experiencing the immediacy of mortality of our body within the field of mortality. And what I mean by that is that fear and our survival instincts applied directly to the field of mortality, of seeing us within this time and space and this body. That's what I'm preserving when my fear instincts get triggered. Because there is also a field and a truth of immortality, our spiritual nature. And when we are present in the truth of the field of immortality, That's when we actually experience, the depth of divine flow and grace and ease and the absence of fear and anxiety, the kind of clutching energy that happens in relationship to self-preservation. So Jasmine in this first stage can gently soothe and smooth the scattered heart chi. And then also through its euphoric generating action on the body, it can allow one's heart energy to begin to settle safely back into one's field and eventually back into the body. So ideally, you can use jasmine when there's been a shock to help again soothe and smooth and sort of usher or lead one back into the body, sort of coax it back in. It's as if the jasmine's saying, it's okay, it's safe. It's safe to come back, it's safe to trust, it's safe to be here now. Now, clearly, if the person is not in a safe space or a safe physical space, and even emotional space for that matter, it's not that jasmine won't be effective at all, but it definitely won't have the same depth of action that it can have if the person does have literal safety around them or some degree of literal safety around them. That's when the jasmine can really excel and remind us again about trust and safety. The next stage, stage two, is vacuity, the stage of vacuity, which is really a word for emptiness, a kind of, we could say, pathological emptiness. And so what's happening here is that for whatever reason, the safety hasn't been there or is not there, and the heart shin, the heart spirit, and the mental and emotional body cannot settle back into one's own inner domain, into one's own physical body. And so, because it's displaced, we end up with this space that normally would be filled with our own heart energy, with our own heart chi. And this vacuity itself leads to a loss of connection to the virtues of the heart, to the virtues and the wisdom of the heart, which can then lead to a kind of soul deprivation. The soul isn't getting fed and nourished in the way that it needs. And then fear basically starts running the show, the ego-driven fear mind. And fear starts dictating these distortions in relationship to power. This is where things can get obscured in terms of what we think we need in order to be safe, what we think we need in order to be happy and okay. And this is really part of the backdrop and the ground for a lot of neuroticisms of the mind and the emotions. We might also see in this stage early stage apathy and hopelessness. So it's early stage apathy and hopelessness. We see this in a much more blatant way in later stages, but in this early stage, it's more like almost like the fragrance of apathy and hopelessness that's often then masked by fear-driven actions, which we all know well. Busyness, hypervigilance. I know that I spent many, many, many years of my life basically being a workaholic because I didn't know that there was so much anxiety underneath all of that. I wouldn't have called myself an anxious person, and so much shock and trauma underneath all of that that needed to be tended to and cleared. And so I just kept myself busy all the time, all the time. This whole dynamic, both leads to and engenders a kind of chronic soul loss. Jasmine here can help to soothe the anxiety and the neurotic worries and provide sweet fragrance to the soul. It helps to awaken soul sensations, so kind of breathing life back into these aspects of the soul that may have been, in essence, malnourished. And as the soul starts to have more sensation, and we start to have the ease and the calm that the jasmine can bring, that naturally starts to displace the fear that might be driving the boat, driving the bus. and the fear gets displaced for a greater awakening to the inherent sweetness of life. In stage three, we see an ossification. And this is where basically the maladaptive patterning that has to arise in order for us to function in the world in relationship to this uncleared shock and trauma becomes ossified as structures within the personality and the body. And then we end up with corrosive states of distrust, bitterness, cynicism, envy, jealousy. Maladaptive patterning becomes ossified within the personality and the body, and then we see corrosive states of distrust, bitterness, cynicism, envy, jealousy that can encrust the sensory perceptions. And so reality, as we filter it through, starts to become very distorted, and we're much more likely to project and be projected upon with an increasing lack of awareness because of this encrusting of the sensory orifices. At this level, Jasmine can help soften some of these states of suffering by helping to guide consciousness into the present moment. It's one of the beautiful gifts of Jasmine, is it just brings us right into that moment. It encourages the heart to relax and to remember trust. It can also gloss the mind and decrease the intensity of twisted emotional drives. In the last stage, stage four is the collapse stage. So at this stage, these ossified structures have been with us for a while, but they aren't being fed by the sunlight of spirit, by the nurturing of our soul, because they're being driven by a separate self, by the fear and ego-driven mind. And so the architecture, literally, of these ossified structures starts to collapse. And as they start to collapse, people can experience any number of things, apathy, hopelessness, helplessness, but also a last sort of clutching and grasping for trying to maintain some sort of distorted sense of power or control in one's life. If used at the right time, jasmine can bring the fragrance of sweet promise to a psyche that is seemingly in disrepair. It can help restore the energetic template of trust, self to self, self to God and universe, and self to others. And so you can see that jasmine can be quite helpful at each one of these stages. And I highly encourage you to start working with it in relationship to shock in general within yourself and perhaps on clients or family. Just simply start working with jasmine on the quantum acupuncture points with the intention of wanting to tend to and to clear and release old shock that can be stored within the body. All right, all the best to you.